Welcome to the Grace Podcast, your destination for spiritual inspiration and community connection. We're thrilled to have you join us on this journey of faith, where we delve into the profound teachings of Jesus Christ and explore what it means to live a life filled with love, grace, and purpose. Each episode, we invite you to join us as we hear from our beloved pastors, as well as esteemed guest pastors, who share their wisdom, insights, and personal reflections on navigating life's challenges with faith and resilience. Whether you're a longtime member of our congregation or a curious seeker exploring your spiritual path, the Grace Podcast offers a welcoming space for you to grow in your relationship with God and deepen your connection with our community. Thank you for listening to the Grace Podcast. You can find out more about our church at www.gracecolorado.com.
What are some negative stereotypes that we might have for these younger generations? Gen Alpha, Gen Z. This is a safe place. You can say them if they come to mind. What are some negative stereotypes we might have? Entitled. Drugs. Social media. Unmotivated. Yeah, there's all kinds of negative stereotypes that go with this new generation. Generation Alpha is called this because they're in a new century completely. They're all born in this era. But if we take a moment and think about it, what are some negative stereotypes that we also have about our generations when we were the youngest generation? Misogyny. There was a generation that I think at one time people were like, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Oh my gosh, are they ever gonna get married? Oh my gosh, they're all just getting divorced. Women are working, women aren't staying at home. What? We've always had some negative stereotyping around generations. Because at every point, we were all once that younger generation. Right? We were all once that younger generation that the older generations looked at and went, oh, come on. You can't possibly do it that way. You're so different than us. That's not the way that it's done. I start out the sermon with these negative stereotypes because I want to remind us how often we choose to lean into division. That if we're not dividing ourselves politically or religiously or economically, sometimes we choose to divide ourselves by our age gap. Well, my generation always did it this way, so this is the way it's gotta be done. Or here's one, I know this is none of you. Well, back in my day, we always went to church. We always had children's ministry. The youth group was huge. These young families just don't care about church anymore. That's not the way we've done it. They just don't like church anymore. They just don't love God anymore. Those are some stereotypes I hear quite often. Division. We are constantly trying to divide ourselves more and more and more. A few weeks ago, I had the great honor and truly the privilege of being the keynote speaker over at the Women's Retreat down in Colorado Springs. And it was, I cannot say enough about it, but it truly was such a fantastic weekend. And what I loved the most about the weekend was there were so many generations present at this women's retreat. That it wasn't specifically one generation or another, but it truly was intergenerational. And not only that, but it was interdenominational too, because there were several women from different denominations of different churches in the Denver metro area. And the whole weekend was about storytelling. We told stories about our own lives, heartbreak, sorrows, joys, celebration. We shared stories about our faith journeys, our churches. We also dove into the depths of the parables, those very peculiar stories that Jesus liked to tell. But if I could summarize the whole weekend in one phrase, it would be this. It would be, I thought it was just me. Because at one point or another, Every single woman at that retreat said, "I thought it was just me." Women across different generations who had experienced the same exact story. Whether that story involved becoming widowed too young, too soon. Whether that story involved addiction. Whether that story involved losing a child, losing a loved one, losing a spouse. There were some heavy stories shared. But what was so profound in the midst of such tragic stories being shared amongst women was that line of, "I thought it was just me." Women connected. And the moment there was a connection being made, there was a reminder of our deep sense of belonging. And that's today's sermon. When we connect intentionally with one another, we're reminding each other that we belong. We're connecting on the simple basis of we're all in this human experience. No matter what generation you represent here today in these chairs, you are part of a human experience. You are part of this journey. And you actually have a lot more in common with the people around you than you might think. I want you to go ahead and scan the room around. Look around you. You might see some people look differently than you. Some people part of a different generation than you. Maybe even people that you'd say, "I don't even know what we would have in common." But that's why we have these silly little name tags. Oh, this generation wants us to have these little silly name tags at church. Why do we have to answer these silly questions? Well, we do this not to just be silly or wasteful with all these little name tags, but it's intentionally reminding one another to connect. And we're not connecting on what's your job, what's your 9-to-5, what do you like about school, or any stereotypical things we think we need to ask a certain generation. But we're connecting on things like pancakes and waffles. And it seems so silly. But in the midst of all the silliness, we break down those walls of division. We break down our own seriousness. We can get so serious about life sometimes that we have to be a certain way. We have to present ourselves a certain way, especially in church. But sometimes we just need to ask people, "You like waffles? I like waffles too. I love pancakes. Oh my gosh, there's this breakfast spot down the road." And that's experience. That's the human experience. Is that, yes, there's all the tragedies and there's all the heaviness of life that we can connect on, but we can also connect on these lighter topics. And what we do in those moments is we're recognizing the humanity in one another. We're recognizing ourselves in one another. For those of us representing an older generation, talking to a younger generation, we can see ourselves in that. And the moment that we can have that type of empathy and compassion across generations is the moment that we're saying, "You belong and I belong." That this is our church, that this is our community. Collectively, this is our world that we get to be a part of. What I absolutely adore about this passage is Jesus does what Jesus always did in his ministry. That in this moment, when the disciples are fighting about something so silly, so like beyond what they should be talking about in the moment. I mean, they were the disciples of Christ, for crying out loud. And they were supposed to be set their mind on high and holy things. They were supposed to be on a mission to spread the gospel of good news of Jesus. And they're trying to divide themselves here. They're arguing about which one of them is the greatest. Because they can't help themselves, but they want to divide themselves. And in that moment, Jesus does something profound. He reminds them of their shared humanity. And he reverses the value of age in such a profound way that in that moment when they're arguing about which one of them is the greatest, I like to think if we were rewriting this exact passage for this sermon, that maybe it was the different generations represented. you know, the baby boomers were arguing with the millennials, and the millennials were arguing with Gen Alpha. Like, no, we're the greatest generation. No, we're the greatest. And then silently in the back, there's the greatest generation just nodding like, no, we know we are the greatest. But there's this division. There's this attempt of dividing one another. And in the midst of division, Jesus says, whoa, whoa, whoa. And calls forth a child, the least of the community in that time. You see, in the ancient Near East, children were not to be heard or seen. Children were supposed to be with the women, preparing meals, cleaning, doing all the chores. It was the elderly that was the most respected. And there still is that great value of respect. And Jesus reminds us of the equality of respect across generations that needs to happen. Jesus lifts up a child in that moment and says, whoever welcomes the child, whoever welcomes the least of these, can we value the difference? Can we value the difference of thought, of opinion? Can we value the difference of points of views, of age? We're so stuck in our ways of dividing ourselves, of saying, well, it's always been done this way, or it's better if we do it this way. That maybe Jesus is inviting us in this passage to open our hearts, to open our minds, to lean in with curiosity, to lean in with compassion and empathy. Because when we do that, we're connecting with one another. When we do that, we're reminded that we all belong here. There was another moment at the women's retreat where several of us were seated at a table for a meal, and many different generations were represented at this table. And the topic came up about a tragedy that happened in our community in 1999. It was the Columbine High School shootings that many of us were directly affected by. We sat around that table and shared different perspectives. Some were parents, some were faculty members, some knew a student there, some were married to a student who was there, some of us were community members. But there was this moment at the table that felt so sacred, and I don't even know if I can put it into words, but we were talking about this tragedy, a tragedy that happens far too often in our world these days, a tragedy that I wish could just go away with the snap of our fingers. But in that moment, all of us representing different generations, we weren't worried about our age. We weren't worried about our life experiences or who knew more or who was the greatest generation at this table. Instead, we leaned in with deep compassion, with wonder, with curiosity. We leaned into the value of all the stories being shared at that table from different perspectives. And then in that moment of connection, we felt like we were belonging. We took ownership of our community. We took ownership of the stories that have impacted our lives. We took a moment to embrace that with one another. And there was a shared humanity that happened in that moment. There was a moment when we could look each other in the eyes, not think about our age, not think about who had more education than the next person, who was more important than the other. But we looked deeply into each other's eyes, our tear-filled eyes, and said, wow, like this human experience is wild. It can be wildly beautiful and wildly painful in the same breath. And the most profound beauty in this life experience, so we're not alone. Look around right now. You're not alone. Some of you might feel very lonely in a crowd of people, but I hope that in this moment you can find connection and reminded that this place is safe, that we have the ability to recreate this safety sanctuary in all areas of our world, in all of our areas of community. We get to be the light of the world. We get to be the church on the hill. We get to be the sanctuary reminding people that they belong as much as we belong in this world. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Grace Podcast. If you want to learn more about Grace Presbyterian Church, visit www.gracecolorado.com.